All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Can you hear me okay, Mr. Moore?
Loud and clear, Randy.
All right. This is Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, March 5th, 2012, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Group Training Conference Call. Of course, we host this special call the first Monday of every month, and it's designed specifically to assist our Moore Success Team associates that are interested in the group marketing aspect of Legal Shield. But before we begin, I have a quick announcement. We're very, very excited that the February iPad 2 contest that we sponsored, our Moore Success Team contest, has been going on during the month of February. The winners were drawn today at the corporate offices, and the very first winner is Miss Antonetta Gonzalez from Florida. Her upline is Dr. David Hughes. And the second winner are executive directors Bob and Sherry Pilcher from Kansas, and their upline is Millie Baker from Oklahoma. So congratulations to both of those iPad 2 contest winners. Of course, everyone should know by now, but this contest is going to go in through March. February is done, but we're going to do March and April, leading right into the convention, and all you have to do to get in the contest is be in Players Club. So, in fact, one of the Miss Gonzalez, this was the very first time she was a junior associate, very first month she ever qualified for Players Club, and here she won, was able to win an iPad 2. And then, of course, Bob and Sherry Pilcher have been in Players Club for at least 102 months that I know, and, of course, they won one. So congratulations to both of them, and, again, this contest is going on again this month. But to introduce tonight's special group trainer, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member who's been leading our Moore Success Team now for nearly three decades, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on the call?
I'm right here, Randy. And Randy, I'd like to say something else about Ms. Gonzalez. She is all death, but she did not let us keep her from getting out there and getting in the Players Club. And, you know, being in the Players Club is where the key to everything revolves around right now. So I think everything. And while you talk about the iPad 2s, there's one thing we left out. This month, not only will we be giving away two iPad 2s, but also there will be a third name pulled out, and that name will be qualifying for two tickets to the convention and two tickets to the Moore's Breakout. Of course, if they're not going to the convention, we won't be sending them the money. It's for people going to convention, and if they do win, they get the two tickets to convention and two tickets to the Moore's Breakout. So we just want to throw a little something extra in for this month on account of the convention coming up next month. We're real excited about it. Like the people's excited. And by the way, that lady just goes right on up to Mr. Jeff Hughes' down line. You know, Randy, tonight I'm excited about a lot of things, but I'm excited about that. I'm excited with Buster, new executive director. You know, I'm excited about Miss Charlene DeGala going to be the next speaker, but right now I'm excited about this gentleman, you know, a $250,000 ring earner and making so much money that he don't hardly know what to do with it right now. Millionaire Club member, 127 months in the Players Club, just could go on. Great trainer, wonderful trainer, but I like to just consider him a plain good friend. You know, that means a lot to me. All the accolades mean a lot, but I like to judge him the way he is. This gentleman, I'd like to say, is a real man, a real good friend, a real worker for Legal Shield, Mr. Mark Seguin.
Well, Mr. Moore, thank you so much for having me on the call. I tell you what, one thing about it, you always make me feel like I am part of the team.
And you are.
And I really do. And I consider myself that, and I appreciate that a lot. Appreciate the whole Moore family and Randy and just everybody and Jeremy, and so I'm just honored to be able to be on your call tonight.
Well, you know, Mark, I got a certificate from a team last week that's not on my team either, but they get on our calls and everything, and on their deal they put how much they appreciate. You know, we're here for everybody, but you're a special person doing a special job, and that's the reason we wanted you on, because we know people will listen tonight. They'll go away well pleased with what they hear. So it's your show. Take it away.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, as I thought about this and being on the call tonight, you know, I had several different things come to my mind, you know, as far as what tips, what, you know, training could I give tonight that would be relevant to the new people and as well as to some of the seasoned folks that are on. And, you know, what comes to mind is first of all, you know, 127-month Players Club qualified, I have been. And, You know, I hadn't really thought about that until I heard you say it, but I really got a hit on that because it's all about activity. It's about revenue-generating activity. You know, that's what this business is about. And, you know, I really had no idea what I was getting into when I was recruited into this business 9 years ago. But it has changed my life. It has given me more time and freedom with my family than I've ever had. And, I mean, we just, you know, we can decide to go camping. We can decide to take a trip, and we can afford to do it. And what's funny about it, you know, is most of you know the story. I was dragged to a meeting by a friend of mine because he offered to buy me dinner, and heard the membership presentation and the business opportunity, and immediately got into business, but really didn't do anything for 6 months. And it all started when I decided to get my money back that I had spent to come into the business. And that generated activity, and the activity that it generated was revenue-generating or revenue-producing activity. I began to call on companies had employees that had been in business for some time and looked like it would be an opportunity to get in there and talk to their employees. And, you know, one success led to another. And so, you know, one of the things I think it's important for us to use is successes. And some of the new people have a different avenue for successes than the seasoned people do. But when I got in the business, the first organization I talked to was the city. And, of course, the first thing they asked for was references. And I didn't have any. And so I said, you know what, I can get you some references. And I didn't have a clue what that meant to get references. But what I discovered was I was able to send a request to the group marketing department. They got references over to that company. But the point that I want to make here is that helped me to close the deal. And as time has gone on, I've continually built a good reputation with my account. But after I did the first appointment with the city of Tyler, I called another company even before I met with the city of Tyler. And I said, listen, I'm going to be meeting with the city of Tyler to talk to them about their very unique employee benefit that we provide. And I wanted to swing by and visit with you while I was in town. And it's just building on those successes. One success leads to another. And so I think it's important that we always don't oversell, over-deliver, and undersell. I think that's so important because it builds that good reputation. And keep it simple. That's what I love about the new marketing material that come out. I can't wait to see the new group brochure. But, you know, I've talked to Tony a couple of times, and one of the things that he has told me is that the goal is to keep this thing simple so that it's not complicated for anybody to sell. And so this past week I was down doing a group south of Tyler a little bit, and I talked about the legal plan and some of the things that it provides in the group. I was talking to a group of employees, and I got to the identity theft part. And as I was going through it, somebody said, well, how does this compare to LifeLock? How does this compare to, you know, ID Watchdog and some of the other companies? And I tried something new, Mr. Moore. I said, well, let me ask you a question. I said, when your identity is stolen, would you rather have a product that had a lot of bells and whistles that were really cool and a lot of fun, a lot of fun things you can do on the Internet with it, or would you rather have a company that you call them, somebody else takes over, and they restore your identity back to a pre-theft condition? And I was quiet. And the guy said, well, I'd rather have a product that repairs my identity back to pre-theft. And I said, that's exactly why Legal Shield and the Identity Theft Shield have teamed up to provide you the most comprehensive, you know, identity theft monitoring and restoration program available to date, and the most comprehensive legal service plan that's available on the market. And so that simple answer totally overcame an objection that was building in the room, because that turns out that fella actually had LifeLock, and, you know, he thought it was better until I answered that way, and it just created this whole, you know, excitement in the room where people were like, wow, that's a really good point. And I said, you know, I'm not going to beat up LifeLock. They've got some great products. But realize they're great on the front end, and you have to decide what do you really want. And I think that just makes all the difference in the world, and it's the same thing with other legal products that are out there. You know, we have some few competitors, and they're not really competitors, but they think they are. And periodically somebody will ask me, well, I got my will done through LegalZoom. How does this compare? And I go, you know what? They got great bells and whistles. And you know, same thing. But what do you want to have, you know, when you're notified that you have a lawsuit or you have a creditor harassing you or you have maybe you have an insurance company that's not paying the bill or your insurance company didn't cover your kid's dentist service and it's supposed to cover that or whatever it might be. Call up LegalZoom and see what they do. You know, they don't do anything for that. They give you, you know, documents. So, but yet they're kind of like LifeLock. They've been out there with a great marketing campaign. And so, folks, what I want to say to you tonight is that we have the best product in the legal service industry, and we have the best product in the identity theft industry. I'm convinced of that. I'm not wavering in that. I am passionate about the belief in this product. And it goes back to keeping it simple. If you want to make a lot of sales, you generate activity, you believe in the product, you have simple answers to people's questions that just blow their objections out of the water. You know, you always have to ask questions you know the answer to, and I think that's the key to being successful out here in the business, just generating that activity that you know is going to lead to the sale. And, you know, one of the other things is, you know, I've trained a lot of people out in the field. I've done a lot of group training, and people, you know, always want to know, well, how do you ask for the sale? You know, I don't ever ask for the sale. I assume the sale. You know, if you do a good enough job explaining the product, the people are going to want it. It's kind of like the research that the guys with MidOcean that are running the company now, Alan and Rip, they've done all this market research, and it found that, you know, people will automatically want this product if somebody will just tell them about it. There's just so many people out there that don't know what it really does. And I think even on the recruiting side, I think we sometimes lose focus on what's most important. What will this service do for me? So, you know, I just really want to iterate that if you're not sold on the service, then you're not going to sell any memberships. If you haven't used the service, you can't explain how the membership works. You know, I recently discovered that the Identity Theft Shield provides a program. It's a risk assessment online that you can log into the Identity Theft Shield, take a risk assessment. Well, I have to know how that works in order to be able to communicate that. And in my group school, and I'm going to ask everybody on the call the same thing. I used to ask this in group school all the time. I would ask for a show of hands. How many of you have called the law firm in the past month or two? And you'd be amazed at how few hands go up. How many of you have called the Identity Theft Shield hotline? What's interesting about that, the only hands that go up are the ones that have been victims of identity theft. And how can you be out here selling a product? How can you be passionate about a product if you don't even know if there's really somebody on the other end of the line?
Currently, 50 participants.
In the past month and a half, I have used my legal service plan three times. One time, I called them because I'm on a board, and I had a question about if I make a certain decision on the board, could I be sued? Another question was about another legal thing that I won't go into, and then today I called them because I had a jury summons. And you know what? I didn't qualify for any of the disqualification things on there, and I have an enrollment Monday morning in another town. And I'm like, how do I get out of this? And so I called a law firm, and I said, look, what are my options here? I mean, let's be realistic. I mean, off the record, if I don't show up, am I going to jail? Because I do want to show up and do my civic duty, but I got an enrollment schedule, you know, so it's like, you know, what do I do? And what was great about it, he was like, you know, Mark, you know, you're right, a lot of people don't show up, but he said, here's some options. And so he went through some options for me and told me what he thought I ought to do. And he said, you know, I think they'll let you off if you do it this way. And sure enough, he was right. I took the action that he gave to me today. So, you know, I mean, I know these are just little simple things, but but I think they're so powerful in giving us belief in the service, giving us that passion that's contagious that makes people want this service. When I go in to talk to a decision maker, you know, I don't ever ask if I can get in front of your employer. And I see your employee. I don't ask them for an appointment. I tell them, listen, I'm going to swing by, drop off some information, introduce myself, and see if this is something you want to make available to your employees. You know, is Thursday or Friday better for you? You like mornings or afternoons? I don't ever say, can we meet? Can I have an appointment? Because I can't. He doesn't have time to give anything away. But if I'm confident enough that if I get in there and I get 2 or 3 minutes in front of him, and I'm passionate about what I do, not in an overwhelming, irritating used car sales guy kind of a way, but a way that's believable. You know, I've had people tell me a lot, and I've had clients tell me, because I've decided that I can't improve upon myself unless I find out why somebody buys a membership from me. I can't improve upon myself unless I find out why a decision maker allowed me to do the enrollment. But on the flip side of that, I can't improve if I ask somebody, why didn't you invite it? Or why, if I ask a decision maker, you know, just to help make me better, tell me why you weren't interested in offering this to your employees. Because in the next appointment I have, if I know the reason what you didn't like about it, maybe I can do a better job explaining it. Would you be willing to help me? And I'm going to tell you, these employers, it's amazing. I mean, if you're really being sincere and you're wanting to improve, they will give you reasons that are constructive. And what's great about that is it builds a friendship. It builds a relationship that whether they decide to allow you in front of their employees now or not, the chances are they will later because you're building that rapport with them. You know, for those of you that are getting well-connected and you're connected on LinkedIn or Facebook or however you're connecting with these decision-makers and, you know, maybe you begin to, you know, to join their Rotary Club or go to their, you know, coffee shop and have coffee with them, whatever it is, you just begin to build that rapport. But I think so often we get desperate. We get desperate to get an appointment. We get desperate to get a group. We get desperate to get those employees to sign up. And I got to tell you, and it's, you may say, well, Mark, you've been in it 9 years. That's easy for you to say. You know, if you don't get an appointment, you got residual income coming in. You're not going to start. Well, you know what? You're right. But I've been exactly where you are. You know, I started out in this business with a wife and 5 kids, a huge house mortgage, car payments, electric bills, debt coming out the wazoo, just like the majority of Americans. But I have stayed the course. I have continually generated the activity that generates revenue and not ever allowing those employees or that employer to see me pressure or to see me make them feel guilty for not enrolling. Now, I will tell you, when I first got started, I did that a time or two because that's the way I was taught to sell. But I learned very, very quickly that you don't get a good reference. You don't get an invitation to come back in. And all you end up doing is getting in there, get as many sales as you can get, and you're never allowed back in again. And the key to this is building long-term relationships. If you want to build a six-figure income, and I will tell you that if I quit selling today, I would continue to have a six-figure income long into the future, even if I stopped selling today, which motivates me to keep on selling because obviously I want to build that legacy. I want to build something that I can leave to my kids. I want to be able to, you know, enjoy my wife and my family, you know, long time into the future and be able to go places and do things. And so, you know, I know this wasn't some, you know, magical training for everyone, but I think we just need to be real about it. You know, and honestly, some of you probably don't have any business selling. You probably ought to be on the phone setting appointments for somebody who knows how to get out there or who tends to be a people person. Some of you shouldn't be doing enrollments, but you'd be good talking to a decision maker. Then you ought to be talking to the decision makers and letting somebody else do the enrollments. You know, I learned not long after I got into this business, I could do all parts and aspects of the business, but there were people that could do things better than I could or what I found for me personally was the more appointments I set, the more appointments I did, the more presentations I had, the more enrollment opportunities I had, the more paperwork I had to do, I quickly discovered that Mark Seguin was doing all this revenue-generating activity, and it was also creating a problem because it was a high-class problem. You know, do I do an enrollment or do I do an appointment or how do I pull this off? You know, and so I began to surround myself with other associates and people that could take some of that load off me or could do the parts that I wasn't so good at. They could do them better than I could and give me the opportunity to do more of what I did. So, you know, if we're willing and open, you know, to split groups and to share with others, and, you know, the More Success team has a ton of top producers on their team that would be more than willing to go out and field train with you. If you would call, set an appointment, they would go with you on that appointment or go with you on that enrollment. And if you have any here in Tyler or East Texas, I'm glad to go with you down here. But my point is, be willing to help others get what they want, and you'll get what you want, which is kind of the motto that the More Success Team family has always had. And matter of fact, you know, I've done work with some of you that are on the call today. And so, anyway, Mr. Moore, that's kind of my training for tonight. So if you have a specific question or a thought, I'm more than willing to continue to talk a little bit. But I hope some of those tidbits are something that will help somebody get up tomorrow, knowing it's a brand new day and a brand new opportunity to act on some of this.
Well, I just think you did great, Mark, and I'm sure there is some question and everything, but I just wanted to make a remark back to the Players Club. If, like the lady that just made it for the first month, first time this month, you know, that won the iPad, you know, if she just does months like you have, you know, that would be worth $59,200 worth of bonuses to her. Is it worth the effort?
Oh, my gosh. It is so worth the effort, Mr. Moore.
It surely is, because she can actually make an extra $300 more than you made because of the way they have it out now, that $150, that's an extra $300. But I figured out you'd made $58,900 just on the Players Club bonuses. No one like mine wants to lose an extra $6,000 a year. Some companies never even give you that kind of a bonus. And that's just, of course, one of the little things that you and I know that happens. And just think about it. You haven't gone on any trips, have you, Mark?
You know what? It's been amazing. I have been places in this world that I never dreamed I would go or even knew existed. I never knew I would go to the Bahamas and go to the, you know, this fancy, you know, paradise island. I mean, just the places we've gone, you know, have been amazing. And I never dreamed I'd go to some of these places. I often wondered if I'd ever go anywhere out of our country. And, you know, I mean, I've just been some amazing places. And now the Hawaii trip. And, I mean, I just can't see why anybody wouldn't at least generate enough activity to be Players Club qualified, get their car payment paid for, and vacations, you know, that they probably wouldn't have been able to go on. And what I love about, you know, the vacations with all of the associates is you get there and all your friends are there too. And so, you know, it makes it even more fun. So it's just amazing what we have here if we're really willing to just get out and do the activity that it takes.
But now, Mark, you wouldn't have gone all these trips if you hadn't been in the Players Club, is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. I wouldn't have gone on any of them.
So besides the cash, we're talking about all the trips and vacations. I would dare say easily you've netted at least $100,000 extra just because of probably a lot more than that, but would you not say easily $100,000 extra just because of Players Club?
You know what? In 9 years, it's been at least that much. You know, and when you think about
a low end, at a low end.
At a low end, absolutely.
And anyone can get in the Players Club, right? They don't have to be in group sales. They don't have to. They can just do a little bit and be in the Players Club. So we're trying, Mark, just to see what you think about it while you're on the phone. Each month, right now, we're giving away two iPads every single month. And what we're doing, all they have to do to qualify is be in the Players Club, have their name dropped in a hat, and you don't have to have a lot of them. This lady had one, first time she ever made it, name in a hat, one time she wins iPad. So we're trying to get our people to realize these little things is where the big money is going to come from in the long run, because it's building a culture. And I know you recruit a lot of people, and I think you do the same as we do, what Randy, Jeremy, and I do. We try to recruit, and when we recruit that person, we try to help them become better at what they are. While ago you were saying, if there was a phone consultant or whatever, let them do what they do best and let somebody else do what they do best, right? So building our team, I've built it where it's the networking side, the group side, whatever. We try to help people become better at what they are and not what we want them to be. And I think you have that same culture in your mind, don't you, Mark?
I do. I mean, because, you know, otherwise you're trying to put a square peg in a round hole, and it makes a whole lot more sense to find out what somebody's skill set is and build upon that. You know, it's just like, you know, you think about any company that invests in people, you know, they give people these personality profiles to find out what would this person be good at and how can we best utilize that. And so, you know, in Legal Shield, you know, we have about, what, 3 or 4 skill sets that most people need to have. But if you only have 1 or 2 of those, then that's where you focus and you let somebody else do the other. I mean, it's a win-win for everybody. And I'll be honest with you, you know, I make more money when I get other people to help me and they end up getting a percentage of it and I get a percentage. Over the year, I've noticed the more I split with people, the more money I make.
It's the same old thing. The more you give, the more you get.
You're right. Randy, it's so true.
Randy probably won't say a few words, but I tell you, Mark, you are part of our team. That's just the way it is.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I know that you guys are there anytime I need you, and it means a lot.
We appreciate you so much. Randy?
Hey, Mark, I just want to, again, thank you for being our special guest speaker tonight and give you a special invitation. On Friday during the convention, in between sessions, we're going to have our breakout session this year, and just give you a personal invite. Come by and say hello to everyone since you're part of the team. How's that?
You know what? I'll take you up on it. That sounds awesome.
Yeah,
appreciate it, Mark.
For our people to see the person that talks on our calls from time to time, and we like to introduce all of our associates to people, quality people just like you, so that, you know, if we get down in Texas where you're at and we need some help, or if they need some help, they've got a friendly face. And I think that's just good business, don't you?
Well, I sure do, and I appreciate you guys so much having me on the call. It's always an honor, and being part of the team, even if it is surrogate, and I'm treated like you know, one of you guys. So I appreciate that, and I'll plan on seeing you that Friday there at the convention.
All right. Well, we appreciate you for being on tonight, and that's coming up pretty quick. So look forward to seeing you.
Hey, God bless. Good night.
Back to you, sir. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Moore, I want to encourage everyone to be on the next call in about 1 hour. Well, I guess it's about 30 minutes, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have Ms. Cheryl Ann DeGatta, the top recruiter on our More Success team. She will be our special guest speaker tonight. We also have a brand-new executive director that you're going to be hearing from, and some of our iPad 2 winners. So, Mr. Moore, with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Well, Randy, we've just about said all the call places, just about 30 minutes now, but I appreciate every single one that's on the call. Looking for them to register. Folks, you've got today, tomorrow to register for the convention. The price is going to go up. For heaven's sakes, get on there tomorrow and register for the convention. And while you're at it, go ahead and register for the More Breakout. And any of you executive directors that's on the call right now, look, some of you haven't turned in your Rising Star, so we always give out Rising Star Awards, and we're going to have those within the next week to get the plaques and thing made. So talking to some today, said they'd get them in today, tomorrow. So get out there, get your person down there, honor that person. If you think they're going to do it, let them know you think they're going to do it. Let us give them an award at the breakout. And we're going to get off right now, but listen, even while we're getting off to get on the next call, we're going to be putting God first and family second, Legal Shield third. We're going to have a great time, and I'll be listening for you. You do not want to miss Cheryl Ann DeGatta. God bless.
Good night, everyone.